holding in Simen Tov Resh Mem Ches Sif Yud Beis. So we're talking about the din of Chazozis. We differentiated between Ivitan Ruboy, Ivitan Chotmoy. Okay, Mechso Mechso. So now we're looking at Yud Beis. Mechotmoy Ve'elich. It comes to the Chotem. And off the Hanami Mokum Shemasul the Shapeya Arapitma. So it's where it starts to incline towards the top.
Oh, for you, good evening, Dr.
All the way up to the pitim. So Pesach Chazazis V'chol Shini Mara V'chol Shu. So from that point and upwards. So any chinimara which is chazozis will be a problem even if it's only kosher. We'll see what those are later on. Similarly, the halacha of yavish would affect over there also.
How can you have yavish kosher? It sounds
you'd have one area of the esrog which like dried out, as opposed to the rest of the esrog is still intact. So that one area would be in the chaitim.
No, I understand. Theory, it seems like a low. Yavish is a systemic process.
That's true, but sometimes the yavish starts in some area of the esrog more than another one. So I guess it theoretically could start on top.
But by the time it gets to that point of yavish, we did talk about yavish.
Right.
That's pretty dry. So by then, I mean, I guess in theory, one spot will reach that.
But that's before the other ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, Mishabur over here. Memhei b'chol shini ma'arev. So from the chaytim and upwards, any shini mark again, shocher black, beloved or white. Come on, Sif Tezayim. We'll see more about that in Sif Tezayim, what those are. Kol Shehu. Now, V'davka Kashanir L'Kol has to be obviously visible. We'll see the Shartzin in a second. Avlim Ein Nira L'Ayin Machmas Dakusay B'Tzarkli Stakol Ein Zek Kol Shehu Shepoisel. So this Kol Shehu doesn't really mean Kol Shehu, because Kol Shehu means any size. It has to be large enough that it'll be easily noticeable. Take a look at the Shartzin and Memtes. Important Shartzin. El Yerabe B'Shem Mabitz. So this idea that it has to be a certain size to it is from a Mabitz. And the Bear Pribagadam explains why. Because what's the logic why the Chaitim is more sensitive than the rest of the Esrog? The logic is because since it's on the top, it's more noticeable.
Yep.
But it's something you need a microscope to see, so you can't argue that since it's on top, it's more noticeable. The kibbutz of bechot mohatam shesham adam roya yosef mi b'shar mekaymus. The whole argument of chaytim is it's more easily noticeable because it's the top. Mashen ken kishetzarch iyun mihistaklus umeirochik enanira. So if that's the whole argument, something which you need to focus in to notice, and you will not notice otherwise. Af bechot me enaposel doesn't pass even though it's on the chaytim. So that's the argument of the mabit. Okay. Fine. So the way my Rebbe taught it to me, so if you look at the actual Mabit, Mr. Mishabura doesn't quote the Mabit itself, you take the Esrog in your hands, basically at arm's length, and you turn it around like that. If you don't see it at that the arm length, said that's not considered the shear, which would be problematic. It has to be something which is easily noticeable at a first glance,
like this,
at an arm's length. So that's so when somebody comes and asks me, is there esrog kosher? The friend says, I do like this. So it's kosher. Now you want to know, is it mehudar? Okay, that will look more closely. Yeah, but yeah, as kosherous, we're discussing we're kosherous. Yeah, the first glance is the defining element. Um, Okay. Now, what's interesting is we use his argument against us. Let's say something which, you know, we'll see later on that black is problematic, brown is kosher. What about something which at first glance looks like it's black, but you look it closely, oh, it's really brown. So now the current, this argument is going to work against you. Mm-hmm. So we don't say that. You know, the mice say, it's not a maripostle, it's not a maripostle. Okay.
Black is kosher, brown is
so, in other words, if your initial glance you think it might be a problem, it's okay to look.
Right. And that will define it.
Black is kosher and brown is possible.
The other way around
seems to make more sense.
Right. No, I said if you originally look at it and it seems to be that it's black, you look at it more closely and you realize that it's brown, that situation, even though it looked like it was black, it's kosher. Because really it's brown. Okay. They pass on like this Yesh Misha Armor. Any psul which is a psul of Hodr that's lacking in the beauty to the point which Chazal touched up that it's possible, the Chaitim will be more sensitive to that psul. It passes over there, Shom B'chol Shehu, Hanam Malkam Chotmai and the Chaitim. But the rest of the asterisk, dinner kechasosis, v'shini mara, shemokam echad dinner berubah. If it's in one spot, it has to cover a roiv of it to be problematic. If it's in multiple places, then apostles, fine. Now, there's a bir loch over here.
What if there were only a little bit in one place on the Chotem?
No, one place on the Chotem will parcel.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Fine, no, we're not going to do that. Fine. Yud Gimel. Chazazis, who can we about? What is it? Can we have our boys? It's like a boil. It's like some type of a raised feeling on the skin of the asterisk. V'yesh b'mamish. I'm doing Shulchan Aruch. See your gimel. Shemakam nikar b'mishu shehu gavoya mehi asterisk. But you can feel it when you rub your hand over it. It feels like it's raised up. Okay. Zotim Ramon lachen yesh lahachshir oisel chazozis. Therefore, the chazazis, which refers to Shkarbalash and Ashkenaz, is mul. It's a type of discoloration. It's not raised. Some type of it's been affected, but whatever this is, but since it's not raised, that's not what the chazal meant when they said chazazis. Okay. V'yesh mi shekosav. Some argue that this item, whatever this is referring to, it's because it's become so common that that's how Sregim come. Since many of them come like that, that's how they grow at this point in time. And Mr. Brewer would argue that if that's true, if that would become common, that Sroigim grow with his raised item, so even if it's raised, it would be true.
It'd be okay. It'd be true. Maybe.
According to this, the Maisa, we don't rely on this. This Soros when it's raised, because that's the din of the Gemara.
So basically, it's a matter of running your finger over it.
Correct. Mr. Brewer, Mem Tes, Mababuos. Yesh Ermim, the Dafka, Shtei, Mababuos. The Blavachi Einu Mechal Chazosis has to have two bumps. Because it's plural. I will Rama Mechal Mechal Kamazeva Daitim Da'ab Ababua Achas So there's some type of a growth there. Something is making it puff out.
Is the lashon? Is there a lashon in the Gemara? What's the lashon of Rabim that Samar Medayik?
The lashon of Abuos is a lashon.
Where is that lashon?
I think it's in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. It's in the Mishnah in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. I think the picture is in the Gemara. Okay, so there's something that the asterisk itself started to puff, etc. Sometimes it gets affected because the fact that the esrog tree has sharp thorns, and they push against the esrog, and so that causes a little bit of the discoloration or it affects the esrog. So that's not something which is batsim in the esrog. So that doesn't pass all the esrog. He says, "I'm a shari tshuva ubi beir halacha."
What's not something that's batsim in the esrog?
Something happens from its thorns. Yes.
What happens?
It gets a bump.
In other words, the idea of chazazis is that usually the reason why you have something being raised inside is because there's some type of as it starts to deteriorate and rot. So those type of things cause a boil, as it were. So that's, well, we hear it's something else. Mimachut is puncturing in and causing a little bit of the damage to the esrog. That's not the psula of chazosis.
No, even did we say before even by something external, even like a nekev is not as chamer, or how does that work?
Well, nekev can pass because of nekev.
That doesn't matter. Then what that doesn't matter if it was from a.
Correct. But over here, the psul of chazaz is because it's indicative of the fact that the esrog is starting to rot. So the way that it happens is, you know, with that type of things. Is so when something starts to rot, it becomes, you get gases which are developed, and it pushes out against the esrog.
So this is obviously, I mean, it's definitely going to look different from the esrog, which, you know, as opposed to the usual blitos.
Correct. Okay. The shavamara esrog, the fitam zed, so these which come because of the this thing called mul, whatever that is. Fitam zed, I feel like the way mishara esrog, even if it would be raised, if that's become now the way esrog can grow, it's not an ipush process, but that's the way they grow, to kosher. It's not a psul. But we're not makel. The case where it's raised, that's the case of the Gemara, we're not going to be makel unless there's no other choice. The case of chazosis, which is raised, but we're arguing that nowadays that's called the normal way that it grows, so it's not due to ipush, but the mice and worse is if it's raised, it's possible. So we're not going to play with that.
This has to be something visible. In other words, you don't blindly you run your finger over the esrog feeling for things. Or it's got to be something, first of all, that you can see.
Correct.
What would count as shasarcha?
Shasarcha probably is no other esrog available.
Raised, it's possible.
Even if what?
Even if it's raised, it's possible.
No, even if it's raised, it's kosher. This sheet is saying even if it's raised, it's kosher. Raised is the case of the Gemara that it's possible. But saying if now this is how they grow, it's not due to the fact that it's being misapesh. It's just, this is how they grow, so then even if it causes it to raise, it's not possible. That's what the sheet is. So we're not samech on that in the case where it's raised, because that's a mamash case. So the more calls says raised is possible. We can't play with that. So the case where it's not raised, you want to say it's, you know, kosher basal, we'll be saying mechana. But the case where it's raised, which is mamash, the case where the psul is said, do you want to say your new sore that nowadays, since the girls are dead, it's mutter, we're not going to be saying mechana, your nice sore. It's a nice sore, we're not going to be making because of that. So there was an example of this, but we said that something which, that's the way it grows, doesn't have a din of a shame sul on it. So you have a lot of times an eser, you'll have this a discoloration which is due to the leaves rubbing against the eser, bletlek or bletlek. So if it's a mar which would be possible, so in the chaytim would pass it with one, and the rest of the eser would pass it with three. If you tell me it's not a mar possible because that's how the eser grows, so I can have 15 of them. It doesn't make a difference. Esther could have all over the Esther in different places. It'll still be kosher because that's how the Esther grows. Part of the growth of the Esther, because the nature is it rubs against these leaves, and that's what happens. So I'm not going to say it's mahuder, you know, but in regards to kashas of the Esther, it's not going to pass it. The Shartuba says that this thing, which is called this blet mall, is what we call it in Ashkenaz, a fleck. It's a blet fleck. That's a leaf that's caused the discoloration. That's a discoloration that's come from the... even if they sometimes damage the acid to the point that, you know, the acid grows around it and it leaves it, makes it raise. That's what we're grappling with over here, these type of things. They always say that this is the way it grows, and therefore it's mutter. So the Kiddush over here is, but if it affected to the point that it caused it to be raised, so that you know, you shouldn't be making a lot. If it's a mamash, a case of, if it's a case which is due to the decay, that's not, nobody's going to, can't be matched. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing something which is the normal growth of the ester, is they have these very sharp leaves, they rub against the skin. It irritates the skin. The skin sometimes grows more because of that. It makes a bump because of it. So this is this discolored bump.
I was wondering how it would cause a bump.
Right. So that case, he's saying, even though the car, this is the way it grows, and really you should argue, therefore it should be mutter, it should be kosher. He's saying, but once it's raised because of it, you shouldn't be mekel. That's what we're grappling with over here. Because it doesn't have any height to it, even though it has a discoloration, that's the way it grows, and therefore it's kosher. Yudalit. Im also by chazazis binyan shapasal. If there's a chazazis there in a way which is a mount that is going to pass it, either it's on roiv or it's on the chaitim or it's in shtayim shlosha makaymis on the esrog somewhere else. A shahuma number, or it's a psil of a number, which means that even if the colors are colors which are halachically kosher. If it has many different colors, so that's what so it looks like it has it's a multicolored item that's referred to as manumer, the same way a leopard is a nomer, has multicolors. So that's even if it doesn't the mara is a mara which is kosher, because the mara is apostle, obviously manumer is going to be, you know, not gross to Kiddush. We said shnai shlosh mechem is apostles, but the maisa manumer is a problem on its own. If you take off a outer layer, we'll see what that is. That you're, and it goes back to be looking like a normal ester. It's kosher. A case of a taking off a klipa, which doesn't really make any effect on the status of the esterig, because. We already said that being karlif is a psul. So what are we referring to? We're referring to that you took a very, very thin layer to the point that it wouldn't pass.
You said being karlif is a psul.
Okay. So mishabura yudnanal being a psul. Bencha yubarubai b'miyuta b'kam akarmis b'kolof kolom akarmis a psul. Either the chazotzes was on the roiv of the esrog, it was on multiple places. At each place, you took off this outer layer. If it goes back to its mara kosher, it's kosher. You can do that. But he says only lechasa klum. If when you recall of it, there was lechasa klum. What does it mean? Raklipa hachitzerna hadaka. All you removed was the outermost layer. So it's still there. Is that's the outer layer of the esek is yellow. Once you go further in, it becomes white. The flesh is white. So there's, and then on top of that yellow, there's this waxy layer which covers it. Remove that, you still have a yellow esrig, so that's kosher. If you remove it to the point that you're already going into the white, it's possible. The yichizran meimano mashal filah b'mokem rak mokem echod possible there rishonah le'else pays. So if you went into the flesh already, so that's called chaser, which would possible even b'mokem echod. So the question over here is: means you're starting with an essay which is possible, and you're making a kosher again. Is that so possible that you're able to do that? So we'll see later on that there's a remor. It seems to say that you can't do that. So the Shulchan Aruch over here is saying that you could, and the Ramah is not really being magia, but the Ramah later on in Tavar Shem Tes seems to say once it's possible, you can't come along and remove it and make a kosher. So it seems to me that there's a machlokes. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Ramah is arguing on this sif of the Mechaber, saying you can't do this. It doesn't help. Okay. Correct. Once it's possible, taking off that layer wouldn't change its status, make it kosher. Tesvav novel of mayim betolush v'tofach oisorach oshu kovish b'chaymetz oiv mevushal oiv menumer is possible. It got wet to the point that it started decaying because of it, so it blew up. Oisorach, or just started to melt inside, or the person was kibish it, he preserved it in chaymetz and vinegar, cooked it, or it's menumer, it's multicolored, all these things are psulim. Okay, now, Mishnah Berurah, Nundal, kibish chaymetz. Hanan shebezeh, afilu lo shoh, al kadeh sheyatiach, havikim avushul. Kibish chaymetz, how long is it considered kibish to have a problem? That's reap psul. So we said that the shear and halacha is the time it would take to put it on the fire and it would come to a boil. So kavish kemavushal is the shear for kavish kemavushal. When you're kavish in water, the shear is 24 hours. Something which is soaked in water for 24 hours has it in like it's cooked. Something which is soaked in vinegar, the shear is the time it would take to put it on the fire and it would boil. Excuse me. Wouldn't because sharp mind, but sharp mashkin with the bash may slay. Or if it's other liquids, the shear for kvisha is 24 hours. Kaimalon kim avushal. So all of these things have a thing like mavushal. The shear of kadesh yatiach usually is something like 18 minutes. So,
what's the 18 minutes?
This din, and he says the kadesh yatiach, when you cover something in water, it takes 24 hours. Cover it in chaymetz, it's the shir kadesh yatiach. So, shir yatiach, we assume, is 18 minutes. That's the pretty standard shear that the gay kovash kamavushal lagabi. If you have a trefazach in your pot, so if it's in water, soaked in water, 24 hours, and that's like the trefazach was cooked in your pot. You put milk in a fleshy pot, milk
cold
milk for 24 hours in your fleshy pot, it's mm-hmm. like a cooked milk in the pot. Mm-hmm. If there'd be chaymetz there, the shear is much more quickly. So all these
the
are considered.
Milk and the vinegar.
Okay. You take a tray, it would curdle, yeah, be cheese. So the problem with mavushal, all these things, is mavushal is equivalent of making it into a chazazis in the sense that it's something which will cause it to decay. I'm a number, nun hey. Yesh amr the davka, so what's my number mean? So there's a machalikas over two shittas. One says that this psulam number is only if the davka im human number begvanim hapsulam. The colors which were problematic. It has multiple colors, it's a problem. Kigayin chazazis, like we had before chazazis, or shachar, or love, and black, white, or yorik, ki isrei hasadav. It's a very, very deep green, like the grasses grow, dina kumash akasas, but kumam and sif tezayin. But yeish armen da filo im human number baharbim maris ksheiros. The chiddush of numbers, even if the colors themselves are not problematic, but the fact that there are multiple ones of them gives the whole appearance of the esrog, an appearance of this multicolored item, that's not acceptable. Okay. If the color was black or white, so if it's one area of the esrog, if right of the area of the esrog is covered, it's possible. B'shtayim ha'shloshim ha'karmis, dinu k'chazazis, the possible filo b'miyutai. And if it's in multiple places, two or three places, ready to then it possible, even though each total, the aggregate area of all of them is still a miyut. And we saw before on the chaytim, it'll passel even with one, even not berubayah and not b'shtayim ha'shloshim ha'karmis, just b'kosho. The definition of shash, we had before, the definition of shlam shash makamis, right? So some said that the definition of shlam shash makamis is possible. The nimer covers roiv. It covers over, it's not in one area, limited area of the esrog. And once, even if it's on one side of the esrog, it'll still pass. Two or three places on one side. So one says it has to. You have to have discolorations over the roiv of the different areas of the esrog. Even the total aggregate area of those discolorations is a miyut, but it has to be spread out over that. You get the feeling that the roiv of the majority of the areas of the esrog have been affected by having a discoloration somewhere in it. But if all on one side, first sheet says doesn't pass. Second sheet says even that passes. Yud Zayin, Mogam Shasorgim Mishalem Kein Shcharis Maat Sherim. If the nature of the Shasorgim is they come, you know, more blackish, so that's a little bit is acceptable. Vim Hayu Shcharim BeYoser Kaadam Kushi Harayz Apostle B'Chomalkum. But if it's a very, very dark black, that's a problem.
I've never seen a
struggle
like that.
I have not either. Nun Zion Mokim, what you have seen is dots on the esrog which are black, and that is this din over here. If they're noticeable dots, so then you have a problem. But Shnayim Shashim Mekaymus, or it's on the Chaytim, to the pasul your esrog. I've pasul many an esrog with that. Mokim. So in a place where the esrog can grow like that, that's kosher. Shashim Mekaymus, I feel a shachar ma'at pasul. But places which are not, do not have estrogen which grow like that. So then, if it does grow like that, with this lighter black, it's still possible.
What does that mean?
Even if the place that you're talking about is not, is near where they grow like that.
I see. So what if it was imported from there? I mean, these days, you know, I mean, it's things come from all over, so. So, there, I mean, is it possible for something to be kosher in one place and pasul in another?
We do pasul it. The question is all the way around. What about an esser which came from a place where it's not normal to grow like that, came to a place where it is normal to grow like that? Mm-hmm. Does it come kosher there? Mm-hmm. So that the Bir Lacha talks about. And the Maskam Bakam Shes Ragim. He says, "After Shachar Ma'at Shagadol B'Shar Rotsa Shesegem Einam Shkaris Klal Who Will Mokem Zeh." So Rashi Siyata, it's possible, and the Rif and the Rama hold that the more risk costs the case according to them. It could be the case is kosher, but all the way around is a problem. They're taking one from a place which is normally kosher, moving to a place which is. Where for them that's considered strange, for them you can't call it a hoder. Am I saying that right? You know, I have to look it up. I think I'm saying the Gemara right. So the case in the Gemara, one more says one without. I think I said it right. I have to check for sure. Since it's normal to grow like that, you can't say it's lacking in hoder. This is what an esrog looks like over here. Okay. Yud Ches Ha'ogel Kekader Posel. If you have a esrog which is round like a ball, that's posel. Mishabur Nuntesk Ha'ogel Kekader Posel. The Shein Darka Liyosh Kain. That's not normal. Yud Ches Gidloy Betfus. So you decided you want the esrog to grow inside of a form. So as the esrog will grow, it will conform. So the mold, so it's being grown in a mold inside of a form which will hold it, and it'll mold towards that. So come in bria cheres. So you shape, you know, you made it grow looking like something other than what an esrog normally would grow like. So that's possible. So come in bria. So, but if all you did was make it look like an esrog supposed to grow, so you came up with a way to make it look like a nicer esrog because it has such a nice shape. Well, how about it? Because it grew in the shape of an esrog mold. Avisha so dapim kosher. Now let's see in the shabur gidloy betfus harashosel betfus beoyda cotton. And mechuber it's on the tree. They made it. You built a form around it. It'll grow into that shape. Exactly what this dapin shape looks like. I'm not sure, and I never understood exactly what that picture was. That the more I was picturing. Okay. Chav. Hatiyom, twins. The Hainu Shagadol Shnayim Dibukim Zel Bezel is kosher. Two Asurgim grew attached to each other. That's still kosher. Mishabur Saman Bez, Sever Oroch Meshem Rabbeinu Hai, Zel Hashanah. Hatiyom Shomru Shnei Ponim Hem. There's two possible examples of a Tiyom, of this twin. Shnaim Dubukim Bibriyasin. One is that they're really two, but they grew together. And Ve'echod Shehu Shnei Chatzoi Chalukim Melamalam Chabor Melamata Kol Shehu. Or you can have one, which the bottom it's one esrog, and then it grows out to have like two tops. So either one of those would go under the din of tiyum, so it's kosher. Kiman shenivro shnayim yachad udavukim umurim zeh bezeh. Sheno adam yochel hafrid. If they grew that they really, you can't pull them apart. You pull them apart, you're ripping apart your esrog. Therefore, pre echad tween and bay, it's one pre. Ve'emim mishum tosevish. You're not taking a second estrog. What?
Shein adam yachol.
Yeah. The smog says it's a problem, and therefore, if you don't need to, you shouldn't use it.
Has Rebbe ever seen one?
I don't think so. I saw one growing, not the set where it was two separate ones, but they were growing together. But the second case that he has, I've never seen.
Oh, so two separate ones growing together.
So, but they're so close that you can't really pull them apart.
Yeah.
So that I've seen. I think when we were to show that summer, I saw that somewhere.
Even at Johns Hopkins, they couldn't do it.
Maybe they could, I don't know. Probably wouldn't help, though. Let's see, let's do a cup of olive. Hayorik shadam al isay sada posel. If it's green to the point, it's like the grass in the fields, posel. Elam ken choyz al amara esay kosher kashamashim. So if it's a color which, as it sits, will eventually lighten and become like a normal ester color, so then it's kosher. The fact that it's like that is means that the pre hasn't fully, it's not fully grown. If it wasn't so dark, then it's kosher. We know the nature of these things is that eventually they grow. That they lighten up. That's the way they grow. So an oz afilu ba'oda yorik kosher, even though it didn't happen yet. The kima the chayz the mareyu al karchach nigmar priya. The fact that it sits and the pri is fully grown because it's not going to become fully grown out once it's detached. So the fact that it changes afterwards is indicative of the fact that it's really kosher. Into two more lines and we'll stop.
Right, so I'm sorry, so the green estrogen that we see, those are considered not so green?
Those are not so green because most of them either they started to yellow or if you sit for a while they will turn yellow, or the nature of these things, this is the way they grow totally, they never change color. You don't know for sure that this ester is going to change. So you want to see that it's starting to change a little bit, and then you can feel confident that really it's a fully grown ester. Okay, we'll hold it here.